Well, another year passed, another year begun. We celebrate, but we mostly take it for granted. Our science correspondent Robert Krulwich wanted to really cheer on the new year, wanted to be proud that once again the Earth had orbited the sun, a magnificent 365-day, 149-million-mile swing around our star. It's a real accomplishment. But Robert just couldn't get excited. He found himself thinking about it from the point of view of a quark, a subatomic particle. It ruined his holiday.
So, Happy New Year. We have done it again. We've made one full orbit around the sun. So that's winter to spring to summer to fall, and now it's winter again. Time measures cycles, and a year is a cycle that most of us can feel. Even a second has a human sense about it, says MIT physicist Robert Jaffe. It's roughly the beat of a human heart.
Close, right? If you're in good shape, I think 60 beats a minute is not bad.
But when you get way down to fractions of seconds, that's when time begins to make less and less sense. And scientists keep coming up with shorter slices. We have gone from milliseconds,
a thousandth of a second,
to microseconds,
a millionth of a second,
to nanoseconds,
a billionth of a second,
to picoseconds,
a millionth of a millionth of a second,
to attoseconds,
a billionth of a billionth of a second,
to zeptoseconds,
a trillionth of a billionth of a second,
to yoctoseconds,
a trillionth of a trillionth of a second.
I have no idea what you do in a yoctosecond.
Actually, I'm not sure I know either.
But that's because we are humans and we have a human sense of time. Now, suppose just for the fun of it, you got suddenly much smaller. You were, say, a quark, the teeniest form of matter, which is smaller than an atom, smaller even than a proton or a neutron. Quarks, says Professor Jaffe, are the building blocks of everything.
Except for a little smudge of electrons, all of us are made of quarks.
And now, you're speaking, of course, as a quark scholar, right? So there's this, if you had a cape, it would read quark on the back.
Quark enthusiast, yeah.
Yes, okay, just so you're properly informed, the man loves quarks. But when I asked him, what can a bunch of quarks do in a trillionth of a second? He said, well, basically what they do is they orbit each other.
So there's always zipping around one another in these well-defined orbits.
And in that trillionth of a second, which for us is no time at all, these quarks will make, and I kid you not, 10 billion orbits.
So they have quite an active life during that time.
I'll say 10 billion orbits in a trillionth of a second. Now, just to compare, and meaning no disrespect to our own planet, that is twice as many orbits as our planet Earth has ever made since our planet began.
That's right.
And if you look at just 2006, the year just passed, when we made one orbit around the sun, in that year, how many orbits, how many new years did the quarks have?
About 10 to the 29th.
That's an awful lot.
Lots of New Year's celebrations for the quarks.
Yeah. On the other hand, though, we have to go all the way around the sun, and the quarks, you know, they don't go around anything, right?
Only when you measure on our scales.
Oh.
If you abandon this anthropocentric stance and stop thinking everything in terms of human scales.
Oh, excuse me. Okay. If you're a quark, you go to more New Year's parties than any human being could even ever begin to imagine, because quarks are, frankly, the orbit champions. Not that Professor Jaffe's ever been to a quark New Year's Eve party.
Well, I don't know. The parties I go to are entirely made of people made of quarks, so... Although we don't usually talk about that very much.
Yeah, it's best to avoid mentioning quarks on New Year's. It's just humiliating. Robert Krulwich, NPR News, New York.